Leros. That was the response of the apostles when Mary comes and tells them that she has seen the Lord. When they come and tell the disciples that they have seen and that Christ is risen, they respond, Leros, idle talk, nonsense. Nonsense. Even after hearing from the angels themselves declaring that he is risen, they still have difficulty. Because in their life, grief is still present. In their life, the suffering they have experienced is still present. In their life, uncertainty and questioning and doubt is real. We live in a time and a day where Easter is just another day. We live in a post-Christian culture, and therefore, you'll find that most places are open on Easter Sunday. Everything still functions on Good Friday. Nothing really delineates these days from any other day. Except if you're a believer, then you go to church and you celebrate like we are here, which is awesome. But for the world, they're still wondering. They're still wondering. They're still marveling. This word that in the Bible, oftentimes it here in our text, it's translated marveling, but a lot of times it's wonder. And I have a question for you. Have you ever wondered what the world would be like if Jesus didn't rise from the dead? Have you ever wondered? We may have heard from Josephus, the Roman Jewish historian that wrote the history of the Jews for the Romans. You may have heard of this guy dying who was Jesus from Galilee. But do you think we would have known the truth of forgiveness? The power of the resurrection? The truth of the love that God has for us, that he died. And if that was all there was, if the cross was the end, would we ever have the proclamation of the forgiveness won on the cross? If all that happened was Peter went home marveling at what he'd experienced, but never acted upon it, what would the world be like? We'd still probably have a celebration because the Jewish people are celebrating Passover this weekend, so we still would have a celebration this weekend. But the world would be a very different place. And yet when we don't take the time to really ponder or wonder about what happened so long ago, we miss out on how it affects us today. Because I wanted to show that video, even though the video is not what I would call biblically accurate in the timing. I just love the fact that when Peter runs back to the other apostles, he recognizes that there's power in the promise that Jesus made that wherever his people gathered, he would be there in the midst of them, right? There's power in his word because his word has stood the test of time and it has proven faithful. There's power in his promises. And there's power when we partake of his body and his blood. Isn't that this is the only video I could find where he took the time to get bread and he poured the wine. And he said, this is my body. This is my blood. And then he also says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Isn't that awesome? What a difference from what they were experiencing when Mary first came to them and said, I have seen the Lord. What did they say? No. Impossible. Not possible. Can't happen. And yet after they come back and they celebrate the promise that God gives us, they celebrate. What I loved about that was, whether it's historically accurate or not, I loved it because it's the same thing we do here, right? We gather together, we celebrate the truth that he's risen, we partake of his body and his blood, and we celebrate that he promises to be present in the midst of his people. I hope and pray that you do not leave here today simply marveling and wondering and being perplexed or even thinking that the pastor was just about leros, idle talk and nonsense. But I pray you leave here today having experience with all of your senses. That's why there's so many things in the Easter service, because it's with all of your senses I want you to experience that Jesus has risen. He has risen indeed. Alleluia. Because this has given such confidence to people throughout the ages. We are living in a time in history when there are more martyrs today than there ever has been in history. It may not be affecting us here in the West, but in the world, there are more martyrs for Jesus than ever before. And the thing that keeps them focused when they're going through tremendous suffering is the fact that when they gather together, then, and they're part of the body of Christ, the community of believers, they strengthen and encourage one another, and they hold to the truth that the cross was not the end. The cross was not the end. When it was finished as a sacrifice for all time, for all people, for all sin. But that's not the end. The resurrection is proof that Jesus is alive and well in the midst of his people. And I can't get over when I see the testimonies of people under persecution, how they can have such peace in the midst of suffering. Because for them, the resurrection is real. Because life is very fleeting. But eternal life is our hope. I want to close by just sharing, I think I've shared it before, but I just was reminded again the other day. Back in the Soviet Union, when there was tremendous persecution of Christians, there was a medical seminar happening in Moscow during the Easter weekend. They like to put things on Sunday. The Soviets tried all kinds of things to take away people from Sunday. They tried having an 8-day week. You ever hear about that? Didn't work very well. They tried having an 8-day week. They tried to get everything away from Sunday because it was so part of the culture of the people. They wanted to get everything away from Sunday. So they would often have government events on Sunday. And they're at this tremendously important conference in Moscow, taking place right next to what they call the White Palace, which is right next to the Red Square. And they're having this conference, and one of the believers gets up, and knowing that this is probably going to end his career, knowing that it's going to be the end of everything and possibly even death, but because of his faith, he ends his speech with, in Russian, "Christ has risen." And what every time I hear this story, what gives me goosebumps is, and I heard this from a person who was there. So this is why when I was in Bible school, we had an actual person who was there. And what he said was so powerful, and what caused the communist leaders to cringe was that when this person, simply because of his faith and his belief that no matter what happened, this was number one, Christ has risen, was the tremendous response of the participants in the conference who immediately, without reservation, said, "He has risen indeed! Hallelujah!" And what gives me goosebumps to think about it was they were standing there in front of the rulers who could take their life, who could take their career, who could take everything from them, and yet they responded because they knew. They knew that the truth of the resurrection changes everything. Satan is defeated. Death is defeated. Sin is defeated. We have the victory because Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen.